Welcome again to the Competitive Twitcher, where we have a look at the careers of some of the most decorated British athletes and reveal their secret to success. Today with us is Sarah Barrow.
Hello, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Sarah's career highlights in individual events include winning gold at the 2014 European Championships in Berlin and qualification for the 2016 Rio Olympics. The latter, achieved while battling long-term injury, was a fitting reward and testament to the winning mentality that the Plymouth diver has displayed throughout her career. A sports science degree from Leeds Metropolitan University and a prospective MA in sports journalism from the University of St Mark and St John are academic endeavours that magnify Sarah's application, time management and diverse skill set.
Thanks for the flattering introduction.
So, Sarah, let's start at the beginning. When did you take up diving?
Tonya, my coach, introduced me to diving. I was a gymnast at first. Then, when I was 12, I started swimming. On my first day, I told the coach that I was a gymnast, and he took me for a diving lesson. At first, it was just fun, but when I won my first competition, I started to feel like it was what I wanted to do. I was training every day. I remember in gymnastics, I'd be training for 4.5 hours each day after school, and then on a Saturday, 9 to 5, and that was all I knew. When I went into diving, my routine changed slightly, but it was something I really enjoyed, and it was fun to go, so I was always keen. When you do a sport full-time and it's going in the right direction, you don't really think about doing anything else.
Well, this sounds as if you put in a lot of work and long hours. What did you enjoy most about being a professional sportswoman, though?
The social side of things was really good. I was working with people who I'd known for over 16 years. It was really nice to just go in and chat to your friends. It didn't feel like a work environment. It was just great to enjoy what I was doing and to enjoy diving. I really enjoyed the competitive side of it too. Not so much when things didn't come together, but when it goes right, there's just no other feeling like it.
You were quite successful academically as well. How did you balance elite sport with studying?
I found life quite difficult at undergrad during the sports science degree. I was involved in a lot of diving competitions at that time, and that was hard to juggle with university. When I got injured, I tried to use my time as productively as possible, and I put a lot into my studies, which has worked out for the best. Diving was always my priority, and it was having a negative impact on my uni work. But using my time wisely enabled me to come out with a 2-1. There were other things I did in between my training, such as courses and gaining work experience. The undergrad work was difficult, but I'm happy I did it.
Now, here we also want to get to the bottom of how an athlete's sport has helped them on a personal level. What attributes did diving develop in you?
Diving's given me an awful lot. As a kid, I was quite shy. So in gymnastics, I was in a group of friends who were definitely louder than me. Then in diving, I had to come out of my shell quite a bit. My coach wouldn't let me be shy. Also, I think you have to be a little bit crazy when you're diving. So doing the sport really gave me more confidence, which is especially important when you're diving off the 10-metre board. I also think that travelling around the world has really opened my eyes. It's been great for eating too. I always used to be a fussy eater, but when you go somewhere like China and you get a pigeon head put in front of you, you need to step out of your comfort zone. My taste in food definitely developed, but that expanded into knowing more about nutrition and eating healthily.
A last question. What skills did diving help you develop?
I think I've got a good work ethic. With diving, you have to be confident, determined, and engaging with people. And that really expands your personal skill set. In sport, you're always trying to be perfect at what you're doing. So that instills a mindset in you to always do your best when you're given goals to achieve, whether you're enjoying yourself or not. Going into my current work position, I don't really like maths and numbers, but I've had to deal with them, and I've just kept on going until I'd got things right. I've always been very organised, so that has helped. My time management has helped me get used to the 9-to-5 routine. That has been tough, though, especially when you factor in the commute.